Okay, so I'm here with someone I've just met. Your name's Candace?
Yeah.
Now, we were talking a couple episodes ago about a particular stalker that I was trying to deal with, and you told me that you have a stalker.
I have a stalker, yes.
Okay, so how did this go down? What happened?
I call him a communal stalker because he follows us around at uni. And,
wait, us? So there's more than one
yeah,
person?
Yeah, it started with me. Like, he's been following me around for years, and I just, like, whatever, don't care. And now he's following all of us around, and it's creeping me out more.
Wait, is there a plan behind that, though? Is it like he's trying to stalk your friends to try and get on your good side? Or?
I think he's just, I don't know if he has, like, a social disorder or something, but there's something wrong with this kid. Because, he has the ability to follow people around without talking to them or communicating, but being there.
Wait, so, like, doing what?
For example, he'll sit next to us in class, even though we don't want him there. We've never, you know, invited him over. So he brings a map to class and points to it and says, "Where do you live on this map?" hoping that we'll show him where we live.
And like, you've said no, obviously.
Well, we were like, general,
did
you know,
give,
direction.
Why don't you just give him a fake address?
Because then he would probably show up and scare somebody, and that wouldn't be bad. So we just say, over there somewhere. He follows us to our cars, and I don't know if he wants to, like, come home with us or something.
Well, probably.
Every day. He's been following me in my car for about 3 years, but...
Maybe he's got, like, a bug on your car, like a tracking device. He knows
that's scary. Please don't do that. But now he's doing it to about, like, four of us.
So he's not even committed to one person.
He's branching out.
Cheating on you.
It's just like a group of people. It's like, yeah. It's creepy.
So you were telling me that you were going to have a stalker intervention.
Yeah, we planned a stalker intervention. I've got a speech prepared.
Okay, so how's this going to go? Without saying his name, because we don't want to hear about it beforehand, just in case. So how's this speech going to go down?
Well, I'm going to, you know... Just, you know, we're going to take him aside after the class one day, because that's when he follows us after class. So we're going to be like, you know, can you please stop following us? It's creeping us out. You're more of an academic friend than a social friend, so please stop stalking me.
And is there, like, more conversations after that? There's more people
I was hoping to run and leave it at that. That's why I wanted everyone else there, so I could run away after giving the speech and they could deal with
the drama.
Well, we're a little worried he's a serial killer because he's got this, like, unkempt...
Like with a beard sort of look?
Yeah, he's got the beard and he breathes, he's a mouth breather and he's like, you know.
He's there staring at you mouth breathing and he doesn't think that's creepy.
He finds it acceptable, yes. He speaks every now and then. We don't, you know.
How does he sound? How does his voice sound? Is it like, hello?
No, it's a normal voice. It's just what he says that's really creepy. Just
okay.
Really weird.
Now this conversation came up because you're currently wearing a t-shirt that says...
It's not me, it's you.
So this is, you're planning to wear that to the intervention as like an extra way to kick him in the groin or?
It's more of like a,
Or is he more of a visual person?
That's what I'm thinking, you know, just in case he doesn't get me, in case he can't hear me because he's too busy staring at someone, you know, breathing too loudly, I don't...
See, that might go down badly because you're there having the intervention and then he's standing there like, I'm in a room with you all. This is like my dream.
You're creeping me out. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
It never bothered us until he asked, you know, he won't stop asking where we live because we just moved out to a new place and he won't stop asking where we live because we invite all our friends over. We have, of course, not invited him.
Obviously.
And now he keeps asking where we live and we're like, we have my friend who takes the tram home avoids going to the tram stop at the same time as him because they go in opposite directions, but he's worried that he's going to follow him home. So we go and hide out at Eagle Bar. We're just like,
surely there's some legal thing you could do, like, or get him in charge.
No, that's why we're talking to him first because he's not like, I don't think he realizes he's doing it.
Sure, he does. Four people asking them where they live and mouth breathing, staring at them.
No, it's not four people. It's just two of us. Two of us that live together in our.
Oh,
friends,
that's much better. Yeah.
I know, right? And so I've told everybody who we've like allowed over. Don't tell this person where we live. Don't tell him we're having a party on this day. Don't tell him you're coming to our house. He's not.
Don't talk to him at all.
No, you can talk to him. Just don't tell him where I live. That's my rule. If you're going to come into my house and I don't know you, don't tell this person where I live.